Hello.
Hi, is this Wally?
Yes.
Hey Wally, my name's John. I was giving you a call with Local Splash.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. We received a message from you this morning saying that you wanted to restart your services with us.
Yeah, if possible.
Okay, let me just pull up the old account. The only thing that would really hinder it is if we either have somebody actively in your industry and area, or if there was an issue the last time when you left our services. It doesn't look like there was any kind of chargeback. Oh, I see they suspended your listing.
Who did?
It looks like Google had suspended it, and they haven't collected any kind of payment once the suspension happened.
For what?
Let me just review. Give me one second here, Wally. Okay. 8 to 10 year old listing. Wow, you were doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. And I could understand why. You had amazing placement. Looked like it was getting good call volume for you. Okay. Let's see. Unable to verify certain information. CombatRodentControl.com still showing as valid. Please verify all online listings. South Brevard, North Brevard. Okay. Are you still at the 1526 South Wickham Road?
Yes. I got hurt a couple years back, about died. It took me a while to get back, and
okay.
Everything got let go. But I don't think I owed any money or did
anything wrong
to be suspended.
No, it doesn't say that you owe anything. It just said about 2 months ago it was suspended. I don't know if it was like from non-response or unable to verify some of the information. They did have a couple of different phone numbers here for you. They had like this one that we're on with the 5636, then they had a 8318 and a 5491 number. So they weren't able to verify
yeah.
which number was accurate. And they didn't look like it was being responded to. So it seemed like it was, it's kind of dead. I guess they tried to reach out via email and phone call, and they weren't able to get a hold of you, so they kind of listed it as an unresponsive profile.
I don't buy that because that's my business listing. Every phone call gets answered. My phone, no. I don't answer my phone if I don't know who's calling.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know I called you. You answered right now, you know? So
yeah.
This is just... It's not a person that's doing this. It's an AI system. It just kind of reads
okay.
through it all. Yeah, so sometimes this does happen. It doesn't say that I get suspended or I can't reactivate you, and it doesn't state
okay.
that they've filled the listing with anybody else. So we could reactivate the account. I'm just trying to understand
okay.
What your billing scenario was, though. It looked like they had you on a different deal. Do you remember exactly what they had you paying each month?
It was... I think $199 for monitoring or $299 for monitoring and $100 in pay-per-clicks.
Pay-per-click ads? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
I can up it if I need to some.
Yeah. I mean, so like if you want to do Google ads, that's also another issue too. Google changed their starting budget for Google ads to $300. I could lower your local listing, because originally what you had was a local listing plus Google Ads. But they give you a deal on that one too. So like the first person you signed up with years ago, and they just kind of left it. I could do your local listing at $149 though. So if you want to have
okay.
both of them back to full capacity, I could do that $449, and then we
yep.
do it on a month-to-month basis. You want to do that?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. Okay. Wally's short for Wallace, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name?
K-N-I-F-S-N-Frank-L-E-Y.
Okay. I'm going to re-verify your listing. And then Google requires an advanced verification now for local listings and ads. So they're going to ask you for some photos. I'll send you the document. But it's going to ask you for, like, any required business licensing or insurance, anything that's required by your state, okay, just to kind of add the credibility and give you that Google verified listing on your, or the badge on your profile. And it's still 1526 South Wickham Road, Suite A, right, Melbourne?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we still have.
Let me ask you one more question real quick.
Sure.
Could I get another placement on the first place with a different address in Melbourne for, like, pest control instead of termite?
Well, so name, address, and phone number is where things can get sticky, right? Because, again, it's AI. We're not manually reading it. So if you have, like, the same address, same phone number, or same name affiliated with the listing, they will get suspended.
Okay.
Okay, so just to kind of not cause any hiccups. But you have Google Ads, so, I mean, we could use the ad to target any area that you want. You're not limited on the service area with Google Ads. The Google Places placement's only going to cover you for about a 30-mile radius around Melbourne, Florida, because that's where your pin's sent.
Okay.
Okay, so what we usually do is the reason you had both of them is we get the 30-mile radius already covered locally with that local listing, and then anything you want to cover outside of that, that's where we use the Google Ads pay-per-click budget.
Okay.
So, like, if you say, hey, I want to cover 50, 60 miles, we go, okay, 30 miles is already covered locally. Anything outside of that, that's where you're going to be seeing yourself as an ad now, not as a local listing. So you'll be at the very top with the little sponsored next to you.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So let me just verify here. Still creating this. And your website's good, but I do have to ask. I mean, you're comfortable with me attaching this to all the online listings, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you're talking my website, not the ones you all made for me.
No, yeah, I'm talking about combatrodentcontrol.com. Do you want us to... Because the
well,
site...
Well, no, that's just a page. That's a landing page.
Right, okay. So I can put you on a custom website design called a My Site, if you like. I wouldn't charge you anything extra for that. Do you own this domain?
Yes.
Okay.
But,
so,
you know, I don't do any of this. I'm not even going to know what you're talking about. If you could...
Okay. So
what happens
with your site... Sorry. We can get it from another guy if you're saying, like, you have somebody in-house that has it. But just to kind of bring you up to speed on this. So the site, like, combatrodentcontrol.com, usually you buy that and then you have a host. Somebody who develops the content, puts all the photos and all the wording on it, and then you pay.
My wife made it.
Okay, there you go. And then you pay a hosting charge as well each month just to keep the stuff on there. Right? And usually that's like, minimal, you know, it's $20-$30, sometimes $50, depending on who you go with, right? So if your wife created the site, she's definitely going to have login credentials to the domain, and that lets me know right away that you own it, okay? If you want to leave it how it is, all I got to do is attach this domain to the online listing, and they'll be able to see the site as a reference point if they click on the little globe that says website.
Well, we have a bunch of domain names that need to be linked, I think.
Okay, but with the Google business profile, you can only list one. So that'll cause a discrepancy as well. I can now see why the listing might have got suspended. There's just too much confusion there for the system.
We created too many landing pages.
Yeah, if you have multiple ones, and then again, that name, address, or phone number is affiliated with it, they're going, what's what, you know? And so they suspend it. Also, you get these guys that think they're genius, and they're like, okay, I'm going to create 10 of them, so that way I got 10 of them. You know, I'm taking up a bunch of space. That's not how it works. You know, it just red flags and suspends them all, right? So obviously
it makes sense to me.
Yeah, we'll clean that up and we'll resolve any discrepancies. But as of right now, what I'll do is I'll put combatrodentcontrol.com up there. Since it's your business name, you know, that's something you're going to want.
No, well, combat actually, termite
no.
specialist.
Yeah, specialist. Actually, I just saw that. Do you have a termitespecialist.com?
Combat
termitespecialist.com. Mm-hmm.
For some reason, my domain name, I lost it, and I couldn't get it back without paying too much, so I added an S.
I hate when that happens.
To it.
Okay. Let me see here. because I have your Gmail already under that with the business name. So let me just see if I can pull it. Yes. Oh yeah, okay, yeah, this is it too. I know that's you too because the logo. And then Orlando. Yeah, so many numbers. Yeah, this is the problem. That's exactly why I got suspended, no wonder. You got stuff all over the place, bud. Alright, so I'm going to have to clean this. Okay, and then do you own this domain? Because this one's just a little green bar and it has, you know, 321-952-8318, and then the COCO, 321-634-5491, Orlando, 407. I mean, you got like three numbers on it, your logo, and that's it.
That's what I'm seeing on the website today.
I had
went to GoDaddy, and I guess it got all mixed up, and GoDaddy's just not showing our website.
My only concern is as long as you own it. You know what I mean? Because we can request permissions and get into there, but it's going to get to a point where they're going to say, okay, do you have permissions from the owner to access this domain and make the changes? And then we'll have to verify.
Yes, we own it. We have the passwords, everything.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I'm going to hyperlink it, and then I'm going to put you in for a custom website design. So what they're going to do is same domain. The name's not going to change, but all the content, all the pictures on it, we're going to redo it. We're going to make it a nice custom site. And we'll have that attached to your listings. I'm going to update all online listings. So we're going to do what's called a name, address, and phone number audit. So everything on there, we're going to update with the information that I submit to Google today.
Okay.
And everything on the internet, when I say on there, not just on Google.
Okay.
And we have to resolve these discrepancies. That's why you're getting suspended in the first place. So let me do this. Jesus, so many numbers. Okay, so I have one for South Brevard and one for North Brevard. One's a 5491 and an 8318. Those both are still active phone numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
The Orlando one is not.
Okay, so the 407-538-1034, we can just throw that out.
Yes.
Okay, and then the one that we're on is just in case we need to get a hold of you? That's not displayed to customers?
Yes. 917-5636.
Yeah, that's just for us to communicate with you, right? That doesn't get displayed?
Yes, that's my cell.
Okay, so let me just clear this up now. Okay, so we're going to go... Oh, man. Okay, 8318 will be the primary business phone number?
Yes.
Okay, primary phone number.
And that's only because it's long distance from the north end of the county to the south end.
Yeah, I know.
So that's
a big area.
Okay.
Yeah. Profitable service area, so that's actually a good problem to have, but I just want to make sure these discrepancies are resolved. It doesn't turn into an issue. And then, boom. So the 5491 will be for COCO or North Brevard.
COCO or North Brevard.
Okay. Oh, I said Brevard. Sorry. I think California in me. All right. And then, okay, and then this one will just be the cell phone for us to contact you directly. Okay, and then I'm going to want to schedule a client interview with you as well, just to make sure we're not missing anything, just be very thorough. So the client interview, they'll go over all the keywords that we have you listed for locally and with the Google Ads campaign. Oh, hello?
Yes, what was that?
Oh, so I want to do a client interview. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. This is where they're going to ask you questions to help us customize your local and Google Ads campaign. So they'll go over all of your keywords, the service areas that we're targeting, and then obviously we want to pick your brain, get an idea on how you want the website to look, okay, when we customize it. So like I said, usually 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's a good time today where I could circle back with you?
Anytime 20 minutes from now.
Okay. The earliest I could do, because I have to give the client interview some time to do their research with the Google Analytics. I want to make sure, we have some keywords recommended for you. So, I mean, the earliest would be in about an hour and 10 minutes. You think that'll work?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So let me submit that now. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. to your Gmail, and then I'm going to text you about 1 hour. Well, it's the automated message you're going to get here in about 11 minutes.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, just to confirm the appointment. So let me just knock this out. Yeah, that's good that we could get it going, because then we'll knock all this out really fast. We'll get you back up and running. The good thing is there was a pre-existing profile, so shouldn't be too hard to get it back up and running pretty quickly. We might not have to even remail the verification. Maybe we could bypass it since the address didn't change, but that would be best case scenario. Re-verification usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail. But then again, there's also that form for the advanced verification. So I'm going to send both of those over to you now. Give me 1 second. Let me just adjust your billing here. Okay. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $449, how did you want to do that?
I could do a credit card.
Okay, let's secure it, and then the automations will come through. Is it a Visa, MasterCard?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
4802.
4802.
1381.
1381.
0086.
0086.
0972.
0972. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
0823.
0823, and 3-digit code on the back.
856.
856. Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a confirmation and an outline of the agreement in writing. I'm going to walk you through this 60-second voice verification as well. I know you're out and about, but if you could give me like 60 seconds of your undivided attention, this is an added form of protection for you, okay?
Oh, can you just give me 1 minute?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
All right. Just 1 minute.
Okay.
I see that come up here. Thank you. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. So there's a security question affiliated with your profile. This is to verify identity in case anybody ever contacts you that's outside of our company and you want to verify the identity, or another one of my reps contacts you and you want to verify that it's actually us. So you have three options for the security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
What was the choices again?
Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your
mother's
first
maiden name.
Okay, what was your mother's maiden name, Wally?
Yancey, Yancey.
Yancey. Okay, and it's going to ask me to re-enter. So Yancey. Answers match. Save. Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification now. You ready?
Yep.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance as an added form of protection for you to outline your service agreement with our company. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Combat Termite Specialist.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Wallace Knifley, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
And hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. We know everything that you already have right now as of today, but it's just saying like after today, before you add anything, double check that it's not going to be conflicting with the business
profile.
Yep,
no, I understand.
okay? I don't want to get any other suspensions or anything like that. Those are huge headaches. But, yeah, if you're adding anything, also double-check so we can make sure this doesn't happen again. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Obviously, we do recommend that you always try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is June 21st of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $449. I've allotted $300 directly to your Google Ads budget. So that will be a non-refundable payment. And then $149 is going towards your local services with your Google Business Profile. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees with this campaign as part of a reactivation of an old account from a previous customer. It says when the term is completed, your agreement's going to renew each month automatically on the 21st day. You'll keep the same pricing structure, $449, for as long as you choose to remain with us. You may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. Again, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, before or if you are going to discontinue, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Whew, that was long-winded. I tried to get through it quick. All right, so I'm going to process the payment. Hang tight with me here. When the payment clears, yeah, you're going to get a couple of text messages are coming through. They're automatic. Oh, it looks like your card's going to expire soon.
Expire.
Yeah. Yep. In about 2 months, huh? Or it looks like next month.
Is that one of those? I keep getting the thing to activate my new card, but I ain't got a new card.
Yeah, it turned yellow here, and usually that means it's going to expire soon. But it codes it out, so I just got like the yellow notification, but it doesn't show me any information on your card. It just says Visa and a bunch of X's.
Yeah, I think it's August it expires.
Yeah, I don't know. We use a VeriSign secure database, so like once we put it in there and it gets submitted to Google, then we can't see it. It just codes it out.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's like set up to auto bill. All right, so you should have some text messages in there. Okay, and just to verify too, this client interview in an hour, the phone number that we're on now is the same number we're calling back on for the client interview tech, right? It's your cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, you got so many numbers, Wally, but I understand why.
I don't really have that many. I have,
well, not now, actually. I think it was the 407 number floating around, too,
yeah,
that kind of caused the discrepancy. And then, you know, it being on multiple different domains floating around. So it's like, you know, it's AI. So when they just take your number for your business profile, or they take your name for your business profile and they plug it into their system, all those listings come up. So it's like, okay, if we can't verify it, or it looks like multiple different numbers of who's who at this address, you know, then it flags it and it suspends them. So, well, like I said, I'll clear it up. But moving forward, if you make any changes like that, that's stuff you want to let us know right away. Like if you move, or if you're going to switch your number or add a number or anything like that, then, you know, let us know. If you're adding another domain, those are all things, like, let us know ahead of time so that we can be proactive with it and we don't have this problem.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're not just going to keep billing you automatically. You're like, oh, whatever, he's paying for it. You know, they'll suspend the account, and then, you know, you could potentially lose your placement. So that kind of defeats the purpose.
When you guys call me back, if you're going to need login infos, passwords, and all of that, I need you to call my office for that part.
Okay. I'll add I can add a secondary to the account in the settings, like a manager or a co-owner. You want to do that?
Yeah, that would be Erica.
Okay. That's my wife's name. Okay. You spell it E-R-I-C-A?
E-R-I-C-A, yep.
Okay. And last name?
Knifley, K-N-I-F-L-E-Y.
Oh, just like yours. Okay. So it's your wife?
Yes.
Okay. So our wives have the same name. All right. All right. Let me fix this here. Oh, they misspelled your last name on your business profile. Let me update this. That was me. Let me update this. Okay, and then which number is she usually at?
At the 8318.
8318, okay. Let me hit edit. Erica Knifley, co-owner, /spouse. Okay. And then you said she would have all the login credentials.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to the Keys for a couple weeks Friday. If you guys are calling in between that, I have another secretary, Mona, at the 8318, which can answer anything.
Okay. So let me do this then. Let me,
but she's only there while we're gone. She won't be there when we get back.
Okay. Gotcha. So temporary, M-O-N-A, and we'll go temporary assistant. Okay. Give me one sec. And she'll be there to respond to the 8318 line. Okay. So
yeah.
Primarily, when we're trying to get a hold of you, we'll call the 5636, but then if you're not available, then the next line would be the 8318, and then the last one would be the 5491, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just in order of, like, preference or priority, I should say. Okay. Let me go phone. Update, insert. Okay, so I got Erica and Mona both added. Before they are able to adjust anything billing-wise, which I don't think they will, but just as a heads-up, obviously we want to make sure Erica, which she should know, right, your mother's maiden name? Maybe not. I don't know. I don't think my wife actually knows my mom's maiden name.
Yeah, probably not.
Way a while ago.
Yeah. All running down to the password log.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's really only important if they're making any kind of changes to the account. I mean, if she's just giving us access to the domain name and things like that, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
That's just for future reference. All right, but I got the profile set up. You should have a text message in there. I'm going to resend it to you. I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension. Okay, if you're ever having any hiccups, just call me directly. There is a 24/7 customer service department, but I'd be able to get things done for you a lot quicker. I have access to all credentials and logins here.
Okay, we'll do.
Let me send this over to you. Give me one second. Let me just make sure you got this initial invoice. And there is a series of photos they're going to request. It's called an advanced verification. I'm going to email it to you. Hopefully Erica can help you with this too. They're going to ask you, you know, some of the stuff my guys, they tell me they don't want to do. And you know, I mean, if you can't and not wanting to, I guess they're two different things, but try to fill this out as much as possible. Like, the one I get the most pushback on is when it's asking for, like, photos of their license plate. It'll ask for, like, photos of tools and equipment, work vehicle license plate, business license, insurance, business card, business registration, things like that. So, I mean, you could hide the number if you want. You know, you can just put your finger over the photo. Just make sure it has, like, the state in there, and then they get a general idea on the vehicle.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll send that over to you now. It's in there. All right. Looks like you got everything. Did you get that text with my information and the initial invoice?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I sent the photos one over to you, too. All right, Wally. So looks like we're all set. I'll let you get back to your day here, and then we're going to circle back with you here in less than an hour for your client interview. So I'm just going to notate this and send it downstairs.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
All right. You'll talk to you soon. You're very welcome.
All right. Bye.